The Ascent of Mount Carmel by St. John of the Cross. Chapter 3. How Faith is Dark Night to the Soul. This is proved with arguments and quotations and figures from Scripture. Faith, say theologians, is a habit of the soul, certain and obscure. And the reason for its being an obscure habit is that it makes us believe truths revealed by God Himself, which transcend all natural light and exceed all human understanding, beyond all proportion. Hence it follows that, for the soul, the successive light of faith, which is given to it, is thick darkness, for it overwhelms greater things and does away with small things, even as the light of the sun overwhelms all other lights whatsoever, so that when it shines and disables our visual faculty, they appear not to be lights at all, so that it blinds it and deprives it of the sight that has been given to it, inasmuch as its light is great beyond all proportion and transcends the faculty of vision. Even so, the light of faith, by its excessive greatness, oppresses and disables that of the understanding. For the latter, of its own power, extends only to natural knowledge, although it has a faculty for the supernatural, whenever our Lord is pleased to give it supernatural activity. Wherefore, a man can know nothing by himself, save after a natural manner, which is only that which he attains by means of the senses. For this cause, he must have the phantasms and the forms of objects present in themselves and in their likenesses. Otherwise it cannot be, for, as philosophers say, ab objecto et potentia paritur notitia, that is, from the object that is present and from the faculty, knowledge is born in the soul. Wherefore, if one should speak to a man of things which he has never been able to understand, and whose likeness he has never seen, he would have no more illumination from them whatever than if nothing had been said of them to him. I take an example. If one should say to a man that on a certain island there is an animal which he has never seen, and give him no idea of the likeness of that animal, that he may compare it with others that he has seen, he will have no more knowledge of it, or idea of its form, than he had before, however much is being said to him about it. And this will be better understood by another and more apt example. If one should describe to a man that was born blind and has never seen any color, what is meant by a white color or a yellow, he would understand it but indifferently, however fully one might describe it to him, for he has never seen such colors or anything like them by which he may judge them. Only their names would remain with him, for these he would be able to comprehend through the ear, but not their forms or figures, since he has never seen them. Even so is faith with respect to the soul. It tells us of things which we have never seen or understood, nor have we seen or understood anything that resembles them, since there is nothing that resembles them at all. And thus we have no light of natural knowledge concerning them, since that which we are told of them bears no relation to any sense of ours. We know it by the ear alone, believing that which we are taught, bringing our natural light into subjection, and treating it as if it were not. For, as St. Paul says, fides ex auditu, as though he were to say, faith is not knowledge which enters by any of the senses, but it is only the consent given by the soul to that which enters through the ear. and faith far transcends even that which is indicated by the examples given above. For not only does it give no information and knowledge, but as we have said, it deprives us of all other information and knowledge, and blinds us to them, so that they cannot judge it well. For other knowledge can be acquired by the light of the understanding, but the knowledge that is of faith is acquired without the illumination of the understanding, which is rejected for faith. And in its own light, if that light be not darkened, it is lost. Wherefore Isaiah said, Si non crediditis, non intelligitis, that is, if ye believe not, ye shall not understand. It is clear, then, that faith is dark night for the soul, and it is in this way that it gives light, according to the saying of Isaiah. For if ye believe not, ye shall not, he says, have light. And thus faith was foreshadowed by the cloud which divided the children of Israel and the Egyptians, when the former were about to enter the Red Sea, whereof Scripture says, Erat nubes tenebrosa, et illuminans noctem. This is to say, that the cloud was full of darkness, and gave light to the night. A wondrous thing it is that, though it was dark, it should give light to the night. This was said to show that faith, which is a black and dark cloud to the soul, and likewise is night, since in the presence of faith the soul is deprived of the natural light and is blinded, can with its darkness give light and illumination to the darkness of the soul. For it was fitting that the disciple should thus be like the master. For man who is in darkness could not fittingly be enlightened save by other darkness, even as David teaches us, saying, Dies diei eructat verbum, et nox nocti indicat scientiam, which signifies, Day unto day uttereth and aboundeth in speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Which, to speak more clearly, signifies, The day, which is God in bliss, where it is day to the blessed angels and souls, who are now day, communicates and reveals to them the Word, which is His Son, that they may know Him and enjoy Him. And the night, which is faith in the church militant, where it is still night, shows knowledge is night to the church, and consequently to every soul, which knowledge is night to it, since it is without clear beatific vision, and, in the presence of faith, it is blind as to its natural light. So that which is to be inferred from this is that faith, because it is dark night, gives light to the soul, which is in darkness, that there may come to be fulfilled that which David likewise says to this purpose in these words, Et nox illuminatio mea in deliciis meis, which signifies, The night will be illumination in my delights, which is as much as to say, In the delights of my pure contemplation and union with God, the night of faith shall be my guide. Wherein he gives it clearly to be understood that the soul must be in darkness in order to have light for this road. End of chapter 3.